good. We sure had a fine time.
Well, we enjoyed it very much. We always do.
It was fun. I hate to bother you with this thing, but I just found out, and you know because of the time limitation here, and I just found out within the last 30 minutes, that committee in the House, where Public Works, have agreed upon a bill for this Kennedy Center, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got pretty general agreement, including the Republican members. It's 15 authorization for a grant, a matching grant, which I think can be work all right, and then a 15-5 authorization, and a 15-4 million authorization to borrow to build the parking facilities and the land addition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a long story of why this got around to this, this was partly the inexperience of Stevens and the architect before a commission, but anyway, that's done, and that's what they've agreed on, and I think it's a little late to argue with them, and I said, well, fine. The thing I wanted to call you about was that if they go to a rule over there, they're not going to get this through until after Christmas, and I think these things have a way of cooling down and the opposition party getting to be a little restless about...
No question about that.
And I know if you begin to make progress, they're going to begin to get more partisan. Now, all I'd like to suggest for your consideration is if you could ask the Speaker to bring it under suspension.
I'll suggest it right away and see what we do, and I think that's a good suggestion. We've got a little flack from Schlesinger and maybe Averill Harriman.
What about
on man? They say he's a moderate, and I don't think Dick Goodwin. I don't think he spends money quite as fast as they want him to, and they're calling around town. Objection. I told them I'd talk to you and talk to Humphrey and talk to Morris and all of you pretty moderate people. And they all thought he was the best equipped man here, and the Secretary of State thought he was the best equipped man. But it's kind of an ADA movement, and I thought you ought to know it, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't think we can let them start leaking. You see, they leaked it over at the department, and they laid it onto the Hill, and then when they got it, I had to talk to the Hill about it if I'm going to consult. Maybe I shouldn't have consulted Morris, but he's head of Latin America, and he's here, and I didn't want to send him up the Capitol by himself. Not mention it. But anyway, he was strong farmhand, said he's the best he'd run into, and so did Humphrey, and I talked to Humphrey again this morning. He's strong for him.
I don't think you have any trouble.
I don't know about this jungle. What the hell do you do about an undersecretary that goes calling around people to lobby you? Averill's calling around and Galbraith's calling around.
Averill ought to have his ears knocked down. That's none of his business.
None of it, but he wants to be the Latin expert.
Oh, God, no. You know Averill's a nice fellow, but he's old and
dead. I know it.
Well, I don't have any question about your man. The only question I raised was whether or not you wanted to bother about a legislation.
I think you got a good point there, and I told Bundy this morning, let's just give some consideration to giving him authority, making him special assistant to the president and the secretary, and let him then sit down with y'all and kind of work out what you want.
I'm kidding you. I think there has grown up around here, because of the actions of the last administration, that a man in the White House that has direct access to the president all the time, that he has more prestige, at least in this country, than he does if he's over in the State Department.
Yeah. Well, I told him what you said. He said, well, that may have a good point. Why don't we just make him special assistant to the president and the special assistant secretary? And that'll let Averill and everybody know that he's a
coordinator of Latin American affairs.
That's right. That's right.
I think you ought to.
I told him you said he used to have that under Roosevelt, under Rockefeller.
That's right.
He said it appealed to him, so I've got him looking at it, but don't say anything about it, but I just wanted you to know that you might have to knock some of these folks in the head, and I am too.
Well, in order to check my own thoughts about that, I talked this morning to Pat Holt, who's the best Latin American expert we got on the committee staff, and I think he thinks this is a better way to do it.
I wished he'd give me a memo on the general idea of putting it all under one man instead of having 40 of them running around and just saying that Congress is just looks like that everybody's going in separate directions, and we got to cut out this waste. If they don't, there's not going to be any lines for progress.
Uh-huh.
Just get him to give me a good memo, put putting it under a coordinator. So I can look at it and use it as my own.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
I'll do that.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.